You are listening to
TalkLine Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Masks Weekly Radio Show on Family Matters. Mask, mothers and fathers aligned, saving kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health struggles, including addiction. You know someone that needs a referral for a therapist, an inpatient or outpatient program, or a school. There are many kids still out of school, not registered. Please give us a call at 718-758-0400. I'll repeat the number. You may want to jot it down. Be yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or someone you usually would sit next to in shul. Our number again, 718-758-0400. Remember, all calls are kept strictly confidential. Tonight, I'm very honored to have on with us two people that are really, really working hard for the CLAL to help educate on resilience, the importance of resilience. And that is Tivi Reeder, who's the Director of Clinical and National Trauma Services at OHEL, and Dr. Carly Namdar. And Dr. Carly Namdar actually goes into the programs, into the schools, and trains on the resilience program. And I very much want to say thank you for coming on to the Mask Radio Show to share this most important program about resilience. Welcome. How are you, Tivi?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much. No, I'm doing great. I firstly want to thank Mass so much and Ruchama, you, for everything that you do for the community to create more resilient community members and parents and children. So we really appreciate all that you do. And we very much also appreciate the opportunity to be on the show today and talk about our favorite topic, which is resilience.
Absolutely. Thank you. And of course, it's with my great staff that we're able to help plow and put out these resources, which is so important that people understand there are resources out there. We just need to tap into them, ask for them, go to your schools, go to your community councils, and let them know about it. So let's tell everyone about your program. You have a resilience workbook. And I'm wondering if you can share what's the history behind this resilience workbook, please.
Sure. So basically, this actually goes back, I would say actually more than 10 years. But I'm at where we started and we produced our very first resilience workbook. But I'll go back even longer than that. My very first job was as a foster care social worker. And I work with a lot of foster children who experience, you know, tremendous life challenges. And some of them proved to be just more resilient and sort of able to bounce back and sort of manage and cope with adversity than others. And I was always very interested in the topic, like, what is it that helps some of these kids just be more resilient, right? Some kids may have more innate resilience. Some kids might have more factors, internal and external, right, in the environment and different things that sort of help them be more resilient. So it was always like a topic that I was very interested in. And I felt that for the kids who are struggling and who are not able to be as sort of innately resilient or maybe have as many other strengths in their environment, let's say, to help them be more resilient, like how can we help those kids? Is there a way that we can teach these kids to be more resilient? Are there ways that we can build up their capacity for resilience? So it was always like something that interested me a lot. I read a lot about resilience. And then I would say several years after that, one of my responsibilities, I oversaw our OHELS trauma program for Hurricane Sandy in the community. And I had a very strong interest in creating some type of workbook or resource or tool to help kids who are affected by the hurricane to be more resilient. So that's really how this started. And I had a vision in my head of what I felt should be, you know, in the workbook, some of the different things the research shows contributes to resilience, whether it's social emotional vocabulary, you know, gratitude, having identifying supportive people in their lives, and different factors that different coping skills and tools that I felt would help kids sort of learn to be more resilient. And I did a little research and I discovered that there actually was a workbook that already existed. It had been created by Dr. Naomi Baum in Israel that was like similar to like what I had in mind. So I said to myself, why do I have to reinvent the wheel? Let me reach out to Naomi, to Dr. Baum, and see if there's a way we could partner and actually produce something that I felt would meet the need that we were seeing. So that's actually what happened. I reached out to her, and I'm going to say the rest is history. Like a beautiful partnership was born. We ended up like working together on a workbook specifically for kids impacted by the hurricane. And then we ended up actually working together on many other projects since then. It's actually been a very beautiful and gratifying partnership, and Dr. Baum is really amazing. And so we ended up creating several versions of this workbook. We did one for kids impacted by wildfires because OHEL responds a lot to natural disasters in the community. We created a workbook for kids impacted by COVID that was used by really like tens of thousands of kids during the pandemic. And then more recently, we created a brand new, upgraded version of this workbook, which is what we're going to talk about today, which is called Inner Space, My Resilience Workbook. So that's kind of the history around how it evolved.
Got it. So just for my listeners to understand what we are speaking about with resilience, why don't you tell them what is resilience?
So resilience is, I mean, there are different ways that people, you know, characterize resilience, but I really see it as the ability to sort of bounce maybe forward and not back in the face of life's adversity, right? It's not that we don't feel sad or angry or upset or all the different feelings we might experience when something bad happens, right? Or something difficult happens. We feel those feelings. Hopefully we have the tools to identify and sort of manage those feelings. And then we're able to move forward despite the things that are happening around us, or maybe even because of them, and we grow because of them. So I guess that would be one way that I might characterize resilience and a way that I think about it.
So your workbook is colorful, lovely, the pictures, it's got so many different activities and can be very interactive with parents and teachers. So why don't you explain how actually you and Dr. Namdar like to put it out there in reference to knowing about it from a parent-teacher angle, please.
Sure. So I'd like to speak a little bit about what are the things like in our workbook that I think are special that really like adds value, because there are a lot of different resources out there. And we were very interested in producing something that's going to be different than what already exists and really like adds value and is something that like hasn't really been done before and that can really help kids. So we actually learned a lot from the different iterations of the workbook that we did in terms of the feedback. That's why like our latest version really integrates like all of that to make it as like interactive and playful as possible. And I want to actually also acknowledge Esty Raskin, who is an amazing, amazing illustrator and really like our creative designer who work with this particular version to just make it really exciting for kids. So unlike the other versions, this one has a really adorable like space themes that's just like very engaging for kids. So like everything is sort of done in a way through that metaphor, which is more playful and interesting for kids. And so the workbook has like different sections to it, but I actually want to talk to you about, I think, the two main areas that I think are just like kind of really special and are different and really helpful for kids. So the first one has to do with, we have an entire section in the workbook about feelings and emotions, right? We all know it's important for kids to be able to like identify their emotions, right? And to label their emotions. And of course, our workbook, as many other workbooks, also have a lot of different activities and visuals around teaching kids how to do that. But where our workbook, Inner Space, really is different and adds so much value is we introduce something called interoception into the workbook. Interoception is the little known eighth sense, right? We all know about five senses. There are actually eight senses. And this sense, interoception, is the sense of how do I know how I feel, what is happening inside my own body. It's the awareness of the internal state of your body. So we felt, in order for kids, right, they can maybe label their feeling, right, and hopefully and be able to talk about their feeling. But how do they like know how they're feeling that feeling inside their body? How do they recognize that feeling and the different physical sensations that accompany it inside their body? We felt that was like an important step for the child to be able to firstly, label it and be able to speak about it, but also to be able to cope with that emotion, right? If a kid is angry, for example, and they're getting angrier and angrier, and there's physical sensations inside their own body, but they don't even realize it until they're sort of in a rage, it's almost like too late for them to be able to use any coping tools around that anger. So we felt it was like really important skill to teach kids to pay attention to the sensations inside their body and to recognize the sensations that accompany some of these like core emotions that we want kids to know about. You know, happiness, sadness, anger, and calm, right? Because we want to help kids get to a place of calm. How many times do we talk to kids, we tell them to calm down? Firstly, never in the history of being told to calm down did anyone ever actually calm down. But in terms of like even understanding for a child, how do I get to that place of calm inside my body? So we felt that was important to teach kids those skills. And that's one of the big features of this book that I think differentiated from other books is teaching kids interoception. So every page around each emotion has a visual of the different ways that a body might feel that emotion, you know, angry or sad or calm or frustrated. And then there's in the interactive exercises, there are, you know, activities that prompt the child to basically, you know, circle the way that their body feels that emotion and to write additional ways or to draw about additional ways that their body might feel that emotion. So that is like one of the components that I think is like really helpful and important in helping kids build that, you know, social emotional vocabulary and that resilience. And then there's a second feature that was also a very key feature in the workbook, and that is what we call our power pack. So of course, using our space theme, you know, so we have an inner space power pack. And what that really is, that's the coping part of the workbook. That's teaching kids about different like coping streams, right, that kind of exist out there that can help us manage our different emotions and helps them recognize and identify the different coping streams. And what we find is that, and this is actually loosely based on Islands of Resilience model by Dr. Muli Lahad, where he has a model called Basic PH, where he basically identifies like six different coping streams that he finds that people naturally tend to favor one or two of the coping streams. They're not mutually exclusive, and they may even tap into all of them, but most people tend to favor like a couple of the coping streams more naturally. So kind of loosely based on that idea, we presented like eight different sort of coping tools like in the power pack, and we're kind of teaching the kids about these are the different ways that people can cope, and then we help them develop their own personal power pack. Like, what are the things that resonate for them? What are the different things they can do to help them cope? So that's like a really important part of the workbook.
So I'm wondering if you could just name the eight different topics that you, feelings that you have in the workbook.
The feelings or the
coping? Yeah, the coping.
So the feelings that we explore, so those are, you know, excitement, frustration, calm, anger, sadness, and worry. So those are the feelings that we explore in the intro section. And the coping tools are basically connection, right? I can connect. And then there's different ways that we kind of, you know, show the kids, like through the pages, different ways that people connect. Talking to people, you know, playing with friends, you know, davening, you know, for kids in the yeshiva community, things like that. So different ways that they can connect in different ways. That's connection. Then movement is another one, right? So just physical activity, whether it's playing ball, going for a walk, you know, activity, stretching. So that would be another coping tool. Creativity is another one of the coping tools. So we know some kids are just innately like more creative, and like tapping into that can be a very important tool for coping. So whether it's drawing, crafting, baking, you know, different ways that they can create. Entertaining myself, I can entertain myself. So that would be really distraction, although I didn't want to call it distraction, but that's really kind of what it is that when sometimes people are having a hard time, the right thing to do for them might be just to distract themselves, whether it's through, you know, spending time on a hobby or reading a book or different things that they might do for themselves for distraction. I can give, so that's an important coping tool, just really service to others, giving to others, and that is a way that when we give to others, it also helps ourselves. So that's one of the coping tools in the Power Pack. I can use my senses is one of the coping tools, and that's actually loosely based somewhat on our work in DBT, is like being able to help the kids tap into different sensations, whether it's snuggling something soft, or taking a bath, or drinking something warm, or eating a crunchy snack that can sort of help them like reset their body a little bit and regulate, you know. And I can find quiet time is one of the coping tools, whether it's, you know, sitting in a quiet space, writing in their journal, listening to nature sounds, taking a breath, like breathing. Those are the kind of things that might fit under quiet time. And the last coping tool in the Power Pack is I can say to myself, which is basically also based on the latest research on self-compassion, basically teaching the kids self-talk. Like, I'm okay, this is hard, but I am strong. You know, I can ask for help, or nothing is permanent, this will get better. And then of course we give the kids space to write up their own, you know, self-talk statement, the things that might help them, you know, cope. So those are like the 8 sort of coping tools in the Power Pack.
Thank you. Sibby, what do you want to say to those parents that are listening tonight? What would you like your message to be to them?
So I would just say that I really do believe that everyone, there's nothing wrong with any person, that what's right with them sort of can't fix and can't address. And like, I really believe in the, I guess, incredible ability and innate ability for kids and adults to really be resilient. And I think that for parents, there's just so many different ways. Like, you don't have to use this workbook like at home, right? Parents are like really busy. And that's why actually we are using the workbook a lot in the classroom. And Dr. Namzer is going to talk about that, because it is such an ideal venue and place to be able to really flesh out the workbook the way we want it to be done, right? Because ideally, we want it to be done like a couple pages at a time. It's a starting point, not an ending point. It's like a springboard in many ways, right? For other types of activities and ideas and things that you could really internalize the messages in the workbook. And so we have a sort of best practice approach, and Dr. Namzer will talk about that. But for very busy parents, they may not be able to do that, and that's okay. I think for them, really just being modeling for themselves, you know, some using some of this language and the different ways that they might cope and the different coping tools they might use, and just kind of saying it out loud and doing that around their kids and giving them permission to have their feelings. All of those are incredibly powerful things that you can do to help your child build resilience. Like, you don't have to sort of solve your child's problems for them. And as a matter of fact, you probably shouldn't solve their problems for them. You just kind of need to like be with them, bear witness, like see them, hear them, and sort of and sort of honor the feelings that they're feeling. You don't have to fix it. And your kid will have a remarkable ability to kind of work through their problem really on their own.
Well, thank you for coming on. The book is great. We will have Dr. Carly Namdak on. But just before that, I want all my listeners to know that MASC offers by mail, you can mail it to you, a magnet with How Are We Feeling? And it's a wonderful magnet of emotions. Anyone interested, call the MASC office, We'll be happy to mail it to you at 718-758-0400. And I'd just like to let my listeners know about the Mask Parent groups that are available. Monday night, Dr. Debbie Ackerman. Tuesday night, Dr. Shmuel Brachfeld. Wednesday night, Rabbi Dr. Ben-Zion Twersky. And Sundays, Yeshaya Krauss for Blended Families. Those are on Zoom. In person, in Crown Heights, Dr. Miriam Gross. In Flatbush, Dr. Trisha Tia once a month. In the Five Towns, Cheryl Friedman. We have a single moms group with Harriet Cabelli in the Five Towns in person, and divorced dads with Scroll Isaacs by Zoom, and divorced dads alienation with Jason Blau by Zoom. Anyone that wants to participate in a parent group, please call Mask 718-758-0400. Now I'd like to please welcome Carly Namdar. Dr. Carly Namdar, my real apology. You earned it. Dr. Namdar, how are you?
Hi, Rahama. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And thank you to Mask again for making this possible tonight.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad you're able to be on the show. And I know we worked together on trying to get out the word, the resilience, getting it into schools. How do you recommend that schools implement the workbook so that my listeners understand where they can be helpful in helping their loved ones learn about resilience?
So that's a great question. I think that really, since the pandemic and even well before, we've really seen that teachers are really on the front lines in terms of supporting children and their mental health. Parents, obviously, we know the incredible role that parents play, but in today's day and age, often children are, you know, spending a lot more time with their teachers in the classroom than they may even be spending with their parents at home after school. And we do know that teachers really are on the front lines. Teachers, Dr. Blumenthal, who I have the pleasure of working with, often says that teachers are what we call deputy mental health professionals, right? Teachers have a range of different kinds of things that they're going to see with their students in the classroom. So we at OHEL are really trying to equip teachers and schools with the tools to be able to handle all kinds of mental health challenges within the classroom directly, and obviously be able to refer on as needed. So in terms of bringing the resilience workbook into a school, we really look at this as a preventative resource where we recommend that teachers are the ones who actually implement the resilience workbook in the classroom. And I know from speaking to so many schools and so many principals, and there are so many competing demands on principals nowadays and on schools, especially in our Jewish day schools. You know, we have a dual curriculum. There's the Judaic studies, there's the general studies, and schools are really, really busy hubs. And there are so many competing demands that schools have nowadays. So what we really, best practice for implementing this workbook is for teachers to be the ones that are bringing this resource into the classroom. And what we do is we come in, we train the teachers in best practices to implement the workbook. And it's not, it's a very, very easy lift in terms of implementing the resource in the classroom. It's not a full-scale curriculum that teachers need to spend a while preparing in order to be able to present in the classroom. It's very, very much a student-centered resource. So as you can see, I know you have the workbook in front of you.
The yes.
Illustrations are beautiful. The characters really pop out, you know, off the pages, and schools have really taken to it so well. So what we do is we come in, we train the teachers for, you know, about an hour and a half, really talk through what's the background behind the workbook, how can you get, you know, best What's the best way for you to be able to implement it and make it seamless in your classroom? And then we, you know, teachers really introduce it into the classroom. We prepared a really wonderful companion guide to the student workbook. It comes together with a teacher's guide that really is so helpful for teachers. You know, we go into the background and all the information that they really should know before implementing the workbook. And the teacher's guide also has an additional 40 social emotional learning activities that the teachers can really weave into the classroom. And in addition to that, we now have beautiful, very large posters that can hang on the walls of the classroom that really take the two main themes that Sibby spoke about earlier, the emotions, the check-in with your emotions, and also the power pack, so that the two main themes of the workbook can also live on the walls of the classroom.
Dr. Namdar, I think those posters that you're offering, they could be put in classrooms whether they have a training or not, or does it only go along with training?
I think it really ties in well, you know, with the whole product. Obviously, if a school would love to hang up the posters, they can, but it really all blends together as one package, really, really nicely.
And I am encouraging parents to go to their PTAs. When you have a PTA meeting or pick up the phone, call your school, not the first week of school when the principals are very busy, but give them a little while to settle in, call the schools, speak to the teachers. What grade do you usually do? Is it first to fourth?
Yeah, we recommend it as a first to fourth grade resource. And if I could just share the contact information so people can reach out to us if they'd like to bring it into their schools, would that be okay?
Yep.
It's schoolresources@ohelfamily.org, schoolresources@ohelfamily.org. We've been in about 15 plus schools here in the US so far, and we're in touch with many other schools to be able to bring this resource alive and really help many children.
Well, thank you. And any school that mentions mask, there we are making sure that the school can get this done at no charge. They have a generous grant for the schools. So let's get it in all the yeshivas, all the schools. Please email, call mask if you don't get through, and I will connect you directly with Dr. Namdar to make sure that it gets into your school. Again, our number is 718-758-0400. Thank you both, Sibby Reeder, Naomi Baum for the beautiful, Dr. Naomi Baum for the beautiful workbook, and the artwork by Esti Raskin. Thank you to Ohel. Thank you, Dr. Namdar, for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
I want to wish everyone a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Tonight's show is in honor of all the Chayalim. Bring the hostages home now. Thank you. And have a good night. Please consider to go online to maskparents.org and donate so we could continue with all the mask programs. Thank you.
Podcasts are everywhere, but cutting through the noise is tough. Did you know of the 5 million podcasts worldwide, half of them only get 30 listeners? Want to reach a bigger audience? Think radio. TalkLine Network gets you targeted listeners who are ready to engage with your message. Host your own show with us and supercharge your podcast's reach. We'll help you connect with the right audience. For a free consultation, call TalkLine Network today at 212-769-1925, extension 100. That's 212-769-1925, or email zevbrenner@gmail.com. That's 212-769-1925, extension 100.